Dearly beloved, be ye all of one mind, having compassion, one of another, being lovers of the brotherhood. Words taken from St. Peter's first letter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have all come from God, and we are meant to return to Him. Ponder that. We have all come from God, and we are meant to return to Him. The good Lord is our Creator. He is our beginning, our principle, the author, and the source of all. Before the creation, before things were created, God enjoyed complete happiness within the communion of the most blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And yet, despite this complete happiness, He still was mindful of us. He longed to share His infinite goodness, and so He freely created the heavens, the earth, and all that is therein. And when the good Lord created all of us here, realized that our creation was in preference to millions and billions and countless other possible beings that shall never exist, but you were chosen to exist. And after creating us, the Almighty One maintains us in existence. And furthermore, our good God created us all according to His own image. The Most High is an intellectual being. He has an infinite mind, and He also has a will, a divine will that is truly free and desires only good for the other and longs for union with the beloved. From all eternity, mind you, we were in the mind and heart of God. And human beings are made according to the image of this good God. Man is intellectual. He's rational. He has a mind whose object is the truth. A man also has a will that is free to desire the good and to choose the good. And therefore, man is a most noble creature, just a little less than the angels themselves according to nature. Man is greater than all of material creation. Man is higher than the stars. He's deeper than the oceans. Man is more mighty than all the mountains, more beautiful than all the flowers. Man's worth is truly immeasurable. And all of material creation was made for us, to serve us. Why then would we ever succumb to making the perishable goods of this world our end or our goal? We were made for the infinite God, and we are restless until we rest in Him. We have come from God, and we must come back to Him by making Him our ultimate end, our ultimate goal. But there's more to add. The good Lord is so good to us. More to add, not only are we made according to the image of God, but we're made according to His very likeness. In other words, the good Lord desires us to share not only a natural existence with us, but also a supernatural one. Not only an earthly life, but also a heavenly life. A life of grace, literally a divine life. At baptism, we were divinized. We were made godly. We were given the seed of an eternal supernatural life in heaven. And by the creative gift of sanctifying grace, we become participants, sharers in the divine nature itself. We have been made God's true friend as if we were an equal to Him by nature. We've been made adopted sons of God the Father in Christ, the Son of God by nature. We can truly call the infinite God our Father and literally mean it. And when the Son of God, the second person of the Most Blessed Trinity, united Himself with the created nature, He did not become an angel. He did not become a cherubim or a seraphim. No, He became a man and dwelt among us. And He came to glorify His Heavenly Father. He came to satisfy the divine justice so offended by human sin. And he came to bring us home, to bring us back to the God who made us. The multitude of angels, dear people, worship, adore, and serve that sacred humanity of Christ, our brother in the flesh. A manhood, a real man. The God-man reigns above all creation, above the highest angels, and the mother who gave him flesh, and the virginal foster father that held him as a baby, possess those thrones just below his. Angels long to serve the Son of Mary, and they long to do errands and to do the bidding of Our Lady and her true husband. Christian man, Christian woman here today, understand your worth, your dignity. God has become your brother. As Pope St. Leo the Great put it, Christian, remember your dignity. And now that you share in God's own nature, do not return to sin and your former base condition. And bear in mind who is your head and of whose body you are a member. And do not forget that you have been rescued from the power of darkness and brought into the light of God's kingdom. Unquote. We have come forth from the good Lord. Now let us return to him who made us. We are not created to obey the world, much less were we created to become a slave of our passions, our appetites. For greater things we were born. Being noble children of the Most High, we owe our services to him alone. We must praise him, adore him, serve him, and by this means save our very souls. We came forth from God, and we must return to him. God is our reward, and he is our salvation. Dear people, whatever may be the cost, whatever the cost for us, for our children, we must save our souls. Because what does it profit a man if he gains the entire world but suffers the loss of his immortal soul? To gain the earth, to gain even the entire universe and all of its goods, but to lose the infinite God and the supernatural paradise of heaven in the process, what a horrible outcome. The dream of being with the saints and angels becomes a nightmare, of being with Satan and the demons in the midst of an eternal hellfire. More than 30 years ago, before I entered into religious life in the seminary, I had a wonderful opportunity to teach in a small Catholic parochial school, kindergarten through eighth grade, in the city of Weymouth, Massachusetts. I was going to graduate school at the time in the evenings and teaching during the day. I ended up teaching sixth grade for the most part, but I also taught seventh and eighth grade mathematics, though I had no experience in that whatsoever. Catholic schools, you got to teach a lot of things you don't know about. The principal and I got along wonderfully. She was a sister of St. Anne, and her name was Sister Mary Ann Quinn. And she became a very dear friend during my 4 years working at that school. And I partly attribute my vocation to the fact that I was spending time at that school. I went to daily mass at the parish, received the sacrament of penance regularly, and knowing that I had to teach the true faith in class, I studied. And I learned more and more about the beauty of Catholicism. They were special years, and I still remember many of the students' names, even though I left that place back in the early 1990s to pursue religious life and the holy priesthood. And I hope and pray that those students I taught, who are now grown adults with their own families, I hope they're still practicing the only religion that saves, and they are seeking to return to the God who made them, because that's what it's all about. And as for that sister principal, Sister Mary Ann Quinn, she assisted my religious community for years and years by translating many literary works of our Holy Founder from French into English. I owe her, and we owe her so very much. As many of you know, we have a homeschool co-op that uses our parish facilities once a week, and due to the very hard work of our good administrators and teachers, as well as our parents, the parents here, the children are taught some wonderful things. I hope and pray that our homeschool co-op will thrive as the years pass. Your priests providing Holy Mass for you, and obviously the other sacraments, especially confession. We also take the duty of preaching very seriously. But it should be noted that we're committed to teaching catechism especially. Our founder emphasized this. A priest should never forget the classroom, even though he might preach from the pulpit. We love to teach, and we see the great value, the infinite worth of teaching truths to get people to heaven, to help people return to the God who made them. The children at these schools have been made in the image of God, and at baptism they were born from above in the very likeness of God. They came forth from God, and with our assistance, we can help them return to the God who made them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.